Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Everyone wants to buy crypto right now with the pullback of major platforms and low prices, but people don't know which platform to use. One by one, crypto trading platforms are declaring bankruptcy or getting hacked. Coinbase recently admitted that investors could lose all their coins if they go bankrupt. That's why security is my digital money number one priority. With my digital money, your funds are locked. Your money is not being used by us or anyone else. It's in a trust. It is held in cold storage in ex-military bunkers disconnected from the web, keeping your investments safe from hacks. Major cryptocurrencies are starting to recover, but haven't gone back to their all-time high. So if you're interested in investing, right now is a great buying opportunity. When it comes to your money, you deserve a company that will respect and secure money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Terms apply, MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. Have you ever wondered why we visibly age? A big factor is a protein called collagen, or should I say the lack of. Pay close attention. Many studies have discovered that our collagen levels decrease 10% every decade. Think of collagen as the glue that holds us together. The less you have, the more visible your signs of aging you may see. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help reduce those visible signs of aging. The secret is using collagen, and it's the closest thing to the fountain of youth I've found. This amazing product helps rejuvenate your skin from the inside out by supplying it with five specific types of collagen your body desperately needs. With it, you'll help restore your skin's elasticity while reducing the appearance of wrinkles. It has already helped thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself, where will you be in 1 year if you don't start taking collagen now? Try it risk-free for 60 days simply by going to healthwithx22.com. This is time-sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you'll receive yours delivered right to your doorstep in just a few short days. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold CEO Colin Plume thinks quantitative tightening is setting up the stage for a gold rally. In his interview with the National Desk, Plume said the tightening is pushing the dollar up. However, he predicts that by next year, the Fed will print money again to restart economic activities. If you're thinking of gold and silver right now, Noble Gold is giving a free 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every eligible IRA and 401k in September. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Let's talk about our health. Are you among the diet resistant? We've been told forever that diet and exercise are the keys to weight loss, but that doesn't work for everybody, especially after we reach the ages of 35 to 50, where any expert will agree that weight loss becomes much harder. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help skyrocket energy levels, boost your metabolism, and help reach your weight loss goals quicker. Now listen closely. The secret is elevating your ketone levels with an amazing new keto powder. It boosts your metabolism, helping make your weight management efforts easier than ever. To further reinforce the fact, it has thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself how you'll look in 1 year if you don't start taking this amazing keto powder right now. Try it today risk-free for 60 days simply by going to ketowithx22.com. This is time-sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you receive your bag delivered to your doorstep in a few short days. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2869, and today's date is September 7th, 2022, and the title of the episode is Shadow Players Are the Deadliest, Optics Are Important, D-Class Brings Down the House. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the private West central bank, the World Economic Forum, the corrupt politicians, the more they push, the more they do, the more they try to bring the people of this world into their agenda, which is the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, the worse it gets for them. Nobody is buying what they're selling. No one is believing why this is all happening. People can see this very, very clearly. People understand who's responsible. People understand who is causing all of this. People are not going to take it. And they realize that these individuals, they are the cause of all of this, where the economy is breaking down, energy is breaking down, people are telling, are being told to sacrifice, where they're saying, hey, just like in COVID, we have to flatten the electrical curve. This is just absolutely ridiculous. And the people around the world, they're not just going to sit by and take this. No, they're going to push back. And if you really think about it, without a cover story, without chaos, without noise, without a war, without a pandemic, without a global economic shutdown, it seems like it's all set up to fail. Because if everyone knows who's responsible for all of this, if they can see their criminal syndicate leaders and the World Economic Forum, the private central bank, doing this to their population, to the people of each country, this is very clear for the people right now to understand who is responsible and who should be held accountable. And I do believe that this is the path that the Patriots have set up so people can see this very, very clearly. As the economy breaks down and they watch the criminal syndicate leaders do absolutely nothing, the people know. As the energy crisis hits and they realize, hey, it has nothing to do with Putin, it has nothing to do with Ukraine, it has to do with the people who are running our country, the people know who's accountable. The people understand this. It's very, very easy. And the more they do, the worse it gets. And you can see they're going to continue to do a lot more because they think the people are stupid. They think the people aren't going to do anything. And the people, in the end, they're going to have the final word. And the people are going to push back. Now, remember, to get us into the Great Reset, to get us into the Green New Deal, they need to show that, hey, we don't need fossil fuels. Hey, we need a new currency. And remember, they weren't planning on all this to happen at once. They had a completely different plan. This was supposed to happen over many, many years so people wouldn't catch on. They would have a cover story. They would have noise. They would have something to explain why this is all happening. But since they don't have that explanation, they needed to create it right in front of the people. And as they're creating the event, the crisis, people are watching them do this. And the people are saying, well, this doesn't make any sense. You're the one who did all of this. And this is not going to work out well for them. But there is a shining light in all of this. And I do believe it's already starting and other countries are starting to join in. And now there are countries that are moving away from the private central bank, moving away from the World Economic Forum, moving away from the IMF, moving away from this system. And they're starting to see positive effects from all of this. We'll be discussing a little bit more about that a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with the Atlanta Fed right now, because we know we've had two quarters of negative GDP numbers, and now we're at the third quarter, and they're already predicting, yes, it is a complete and utter disaster. Now, I remember Trump saying, hey, recession is going to be the nice word for this. This is going to be a depression. This is going to be a collapse of the system. Because the Green New Deal, the Great Reset, this is not to help the system. They want to destroy their old system to bring us into their new system. So we know for a fact that this is going to be a controlled demolition, and they're going to destroy this system to bring us into what? The central bank, digital currency, the Great Reset. And you can see their plan is unfolding. And what's very interesting, out in Europe, 40 CEOs of European metal producers warn of an existential threat to the industry in an open letter. So now we have CEOs saying, yeah, we have major problems here. And remember, to bring us into the Great Reset, what do they have to do? They have to get rid of small businesses. They tried doing this during the pandemic. Remember, the small businesses, they were shut down. The big corporation, the big stores, they were open. And you can see their agenda clearly just from them doing that. They also need to get rid of fossil fuels. They need to get rid of certain manufacturing. They need to shut it all down and get rid of the competitive market completely. And this is their main agenda. And they need to get rid of the farms. Remember, they need to centralize everything. So if you get rid of the farms, if you bankrupt the farmers, you can go in and purchase all the farms. You can centralize it into the Great Reset. If you get rid of all the small businesses, what can you do? You can have 2, 3, 4 corporations own every single business. If you get rid of fossil fuels, you can control the source of energy, which is electric. And by doing this, you can actually have the people use sun, wind, and whatever else they dream of instead of using the natural resources of this earth. Because remember, the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, they believe these natural resources, they belong to them. So they don't want the people using these natural resources. They rather people use wind. Who cares about that? They rather people use the sun. Who cares about that? Because you have to remember, you think they're going to be using wind and sun? No, they're going to be using the natural resources. They don't want the entire population of this planet using it. That's the whole purpose of this. It's called complete and utter control. And Praying Medic explains, he says, the Great Reset requires the destruction of competitive markets. Production is then brought under government control. And that's absolutely true. They're going to centralize it, just like the central bank has centralized currency. They're going to do the same thing. But you can see their agenda has been accelerated, and people can see this very, very clearly. And people around the globe are calling the deep state, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum out, and they're continually exposing their agenda. Now, out in the EU, we can see that they're going to be in trouble come this winter, and the people are going to be very cold. And the EU is going to propose a mandatory target for reducing electricity use at peak hours in order to flatten the curve. I mean, this is just absolutely ridiculous. And they're using the same script as COVID, actually, if you really look at it. And the people are sitting there, well, wait a minute. You shut down the coal plants. You have sanctions on Russia. And you're not restarting nuclear plants. And you're shutting a lot of nuclear plants down. This doesn't make any sense. So we're going to suffer while Russia is doing very well? This makes no sense whatsoever. And the protests have already started. Those, I do believe, are going to turn into riots. And these criminal syndicate leaders, they're going to be in trouble. Look what's happening out in Germany. The operating company of nuclear power plant, SR2, considers the emergency reserve plans of German economic minister Habeck. Technically, they said it's unfeasible and rejects the entire proposal. They can't restart the nuclear power plant in a short period of time to say, okay, now we need it. Now we're going to start it up. It just won't work. And we can see their entire agenda is completely falling apart. The people now see very, very clearly who's responsible for all this. And we're seeing out in California, you know, California is the model of no gas-powered vehicles. Everything's going to be solar, wind, electric. Well, this is completely falling apart on them. They're having a heat wave, and all of a sudden, they're implementing flex alerts. And I do believe they've gone up to alert number 2, and they're going to see rolling blackouts. And Governor Newsom's out there telling everyone that we need to set our thermostats to 78, turn off unnecessary lights, avoid using large appliances. And the people are sitting there scratching their heads saying, okay, this doesn't make any sense. You're telling us you're banning gas-powered cars, but you're telling us we need to go to electric, but we can't charge electric cars now. So something's wrong here. And what's very interesting is that during the evening hours, people started to receive emergency alerts on their phones, and it said, conserve energy now to protect public health and safety. Extreme heat is straining the state energy grid. Power interruptions may occur unless you take action. Turn off or reduce non-essential power if health allows, now until 9 p.m. And Adam Housley on Twitter responded to everything that's going on right now. He says, it just doesn't make sense. He says, what's crazy? I covered brownouts 22 years ago in California when I first started in news. And in 22 years, our state didn't do crap to fix it. They just paid off the unions and spent cash and didn't do enough to address mental health, infrastructure, high taxes, etc. That's absolutely right. Why didn't they fortify their electrical grid? They had 22 years. Did they do anything with the electrical grid? It reminds me of that train that was supposed to be this fast-moving train, and billions of dollars went into it, and nothing ever happened with it because they siphoned the currency off to other players. It's called money laundering. And now they're getting caught up in this. Actually, I do believe Trump called them out on it, saying, well, why didn't you use the money to clean up the forest? If you clean up the forest, you wouldn't have all these forest fires. But you have to remember, they use the forest fires to get more money, but they're not going to use it to clean up the forest. They're going to use it to launder it to other people. This is how the system works. And now people are calling them out on it. They had 22 years to fix their grid. They did nothing about it. This is why they're having a problem in California. Is this the model of the future? Does the rest of the country want to follow along when you look at New York and you look at California? No, the people are seeing this very, very clearly. The people can see the difference between the states that are actually putting money back into the state. And I'm not saying it's perfect right now, but you can definitely see the difference. You can see the difference when you look at California, when you look at New York, and you look at Florida, you look at Texas, you look at Arizona. And as time goes on, what I think is going to happen is you're going to see the states completely separate. And what I mean by separate is Florida, Texas, Arizona, these states that are working for the people that are free, you're going to see something completely different economically and in the freedoms. And when you look at the other states, it's going to be a complete and utter disaster. They're not going to have the power. They're not going to have the industry. They're going to have nothing. And people are going to recognize this very, very clearly. Now, what's very interesting is as they keep pushing along, and I'm talking about the World Economic Forum, the private central bank, the people now are starting to see other countries. We have Russia right now, where they're looking to price gold outside of the Western system. They're also looking at Bitcoin to have an international trade, and I do believe a lot of the BRIC nations are probably going to be following along. We're also starting to see El Salvador. Now, yes, if you look at El Salvador, and this is what a lot of people do, and you say, well, they bought Bitcoin at this much compared to the fiat currency, now it dropped. Yes, if you're pegging it to the fiat currency, that's what you're going to see. Just like if you look at the dollar and you look at the euro and you look at other currencies, you're going to see them fluctuate. And remember, the deep state players, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they can't have gold or Bitcoin move up. They need to manipulate it, just like they manipulated everything else. We're living in their economic illusion. But look what's been happening with El Salvador. In September of 2021, El Salvador began requiring all businesses to accept Bitcoin and follow Article 102 of the Constitution of the Republic. The state is under the obligation to promote and protect private enterprises, generating the necessary conditions to increase national wealth. And it seems that a lot of businesses are taking on Bitcoin. A lot of businesses now are paying their employees in Bitcoin. And in the last year, El Salvador has seen foreigners promoting international products that have a positive impact on the economy. These projects include medical institutions, tourism, and other investments that have created job opportunities for Salvadorians. They have also instituted security measures to encourage people to visit El Salvador and invest. El Salvador continues to look for investments to continue to build out the local infrastructure. And since they made the switch to Bitcoin, and remember, they're still dealing in fiat. They're just bringing on Bitcoin. They've created 65,000 new jobs. And if we go back to May of 2022, remember when the president of El Salvador, he was meeting with 32 central banks, 12 financial authorities, 44 countries, and they met in El Salvador to discuss financial inclusion, digital economy, banking, the unbanked, the Bitcoin rollout, and its benefits to the country. And out of all the different Latin American countries, it seems that El Salvador, they are leading right now. And I do believe as time goes on and other countries see this, other countries are going to say, you know something, maybe we should bring this on. Maybe we should start trading in Bitcoin. And once Russia says, okay, we're going to be using this for international trade, this is all outside of the private Western central bank system. And I do believe this system is going to be made up of Bitcoin and gold. Gold is going to build confidence. Yes, I think we're going to have local currency, and I think we're going to have international trade, probably using something completely outside of the private Western central bank system, which is completely decentralized. And you can either use that in your country or use the local currency. And you can use it wherever you go. And there'll be no entity actually controlling it. That we, the people, will actually control it. And this is going to destroy the central bank digital currency system. Yes, I know they're moving to put this in place, just like they moved to try to put vaccine passports in place. They tried to push monkeypox and COVID again. But if you notice, everything that they've been trying to do since everything has been accelerated, It is completely falling apart on them. And every move they make, more and more people wake up, more and more countries wake up, and it's going to be a complete and utter disaster for them. I think in the end, by 2025 or so, you're going to see a lot of countries dealing outside of the private Western central bank system. And I do believe as time goes on, the central bank system will cease to exist the way we know it, especially when evidence is brought out into the open, when there's some type of investigation of what the central bank has been doing, and the people are pushing against the central bank agenda, pushing against the World Economic Forum agenda. I do believe we're going to see change like we've never seen before. And what I mean by that is we're going to see a world outside of the central bank system where we're not living in debt, we're not living in the credit that we have today, where we don't have to borrow money and pay it back because there's interest attached. Once we start removing all of this, a lot of the corruption goes along with it. And I do believe we're going to see a new world emerge from everything that has been happening right now. And in the end, the people, once they see this and they see a couple countries going in this direction, they're going to say, you know something? We want the same thing because we see what the central bank digital system looks like. We see what their Green New Deal looks like. And you know something? The people are suffering. Because that's what people are going to see. They're going to see two worlds right now. You're going to see the central bank world where people are suffering, and you're going to see another world where countries are prospering because they're outside of the private central bank system. And which world do you think people are going to choose? I think they're going to choose the one that's prospering. And the people are going to make the final decision in the end of all this. Let's talk about our health. Have you ever wondered why we visibly age? A big factor is a protein called collagen, or should I say the lack of? Pay close attention. Many studies have discovered that our collagen levels decrease 10% every decade. Think of collagen as the glue that holds us together. The less you have, the more visible your signs of aging you may see. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help reduce those visible signs of aging. The secret is using collagen, and it's the closest thing to the fountain of youth I've found. This amazing product helps rejuvenate your skin from the inside out by supplying it with 5 specific types of collagen your body desperately needs. With it, you'll help restore your skin's elasticity while reducing the appearance of wrinkles. It has already helped thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself, where will you be in 1 year if you don't start taking collagen now? Try it risk-free for 60 days simply by going to healthwithx22.com. This is time-sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you'll receive yours delivered right to your doorstep in just a few short days. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold CEO Colin Plume thinks quantitative tightening is setting up the stage for a gold rally. In his interview with the National Desk, Plume said the tightening is pushing the dollar up. However, he predicts that by next year, the Fed will print money again to restart economic activities. If you're thinking of gold and silver right now, Noble Gold is giving a free 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every eligible IRA and 401k in September. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. Or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now moving forward with their plan. And remember, how do you get the deep state? How do you get these corrupt individuals to do exactly what you want them to do? And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are bringing these people down a path. And I do believe Trump, he is now playing good cop, bad cop, that type of scenario with Bill Barr. Bill Barr is out there saying everything completely opposite of what Trump is saying, trying to bring the deep state down a path where they want him to go. And yes, it might look scary. Yes, everyone might be concerned, but you need to show the entire public exactly what is going on. You need to show how these people are corrupt, how they're covering up their treasonous acts and all their crimes. You need to show the people the truth. And the only way to do this is to bring them to a place where they have no choice but to see the criminal acts of these individuals. And it's already begun. Remember, Scavino let us know that, yes, a raid was going to happen. Trump, the Patriots, they knew that this was going to happen. They knew because I do believe they set this up. They brought them to where they wanted them to go. They wanted them to go after the declassified information. They already knew what he had. And yes, these agents, they're so desperate because they need to cover up their crimes. They went after everything. I think Trump, the Patriots, I think they knew they were going to do this. Remember, I do believe that Trump, he is continually baiting them in, bringing them where he wants them to go. And yes, there are many different shadow players that are playing along with this to bring these people to exactly where he wants them to go. Remember, this is irregular warfare. If you're thinking, well, this guy's good, that guy's bad, this is how it's working, this is not how it is. Remember, when the colonists were fighting the British, yes, they could have went up against them, stood in a line, and went toe-to-toe with them. Was that going to work? Do you think Trump was going to say, okay, let's go toe-to-toe with these people, and let's see who wins out? You know who was going to lose? The people. Because what was the end game of the deep state players? To divide the nation, to have a civil war, to get rid of the Constitution. That was their main agenda. And Trump, he's bringing them down this path, and he's using irregular warfare. He's using different war tactics than we've ever seen before. And remember, this is an information war. It's not weapons. It's not bullets. It's not missiles. It's not bloodshed. So he's using different tactics to bring these people to where he wants them to go. Now, think about it. If you know the deep state players, you know they want a civil war. They know, you know they want to divide the country. And you're starting to see it because you see it all over the fake news today. They're talking about civil war. We have Biden. I think he tweeted now three times. He had that, the red speech. People are starting to understand that this is exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to create some type of civil war. So if you know that they want to create a civil war and you know the playbook and you want to catch them in the act and you want to expose their treasonous crimes and you want people to see how far they're going to go, what do? You bring them down that path, but it's a controlled path. Remember, this is the largest sting operation the world has ever seen. And in a sting operation, you get these people to do the things you want them to do. Just like when you have undercover police in a sting operation and say they're dealing drugs, you want them to smuggle the drugs in. You want to find out who the supplier is. You want this on record. And once you get them in the act, what do? You shut it all down. You expose it. You caught them. The same thing's happening right now. And yes, there are many players that are involved in all of this. And they're bringing these people down this path because in the end, it's going to be a lot easier to control all of it if you're the one who is orchestrating it. And I do believe this is exactly what Trump and the Patriots are doing. And we're going to be talking about communication blackout, because I do believe that the deep state players, they are already setting this up. And I think we're already starting to see it with the energy crisis in Europe and in California. Remember, when the deep state does something, they want it to look natural. They don't want to look like, hey, by the way, we just shut down the power. Hey, by the way, we're the ones who cut the lines. Hey, but they want it to look like something else was happening, like the virus. Oh, the virus just appeared. It's invisible. You can't really tell who has it. It's invisible. The same thing with power. Oh, it's the heat. Oh, we're in an energy crisis. It's because of Putin. Oh, wait, there's a solar storm. This is how they do it. So it doesn't look like they're the ones who are creating this. But I think we're already starting to see the foundation. And I don't believe that every place is going to be the same when we have some type of communication blackout and a power blackout in certain areas to try to shut down what is going on here. And I do believe it's already started. And we'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what Project Veritas is uncovering, because this is very interesting. They're continually out there going after educators, they're going after candidates, and they continually expose their agenda. The latest one is Todd Soper, a grade K through 4 assistant principal at Neighborhood Charter Schools for the New York City Department of Education. He was caught on undercover video admitting to discriminating against hiring conservatives. Now remember, they keep saying, oh yes, we love everyone, we want everyone. We're all inclusive, except for certain groups. And he was caught on camera once again, and he even admitted that the school grooms children and pushes the gender conversation on fourth graders. So that conspiracy now is coming true. Now, what's very interesting, Project Veritas also put out another video, and this has to do with a Senate candidate, and this is Crystal Matthews. So they went undercover, and they got her talking just like everyone else. And she said, "My district is slightly Republican, and it's heavily white. I'm no stranger to white people. I'm from a mostly white town. And let me tell you one thing. You ought to know who you're dealing with. Like, you got to treat the white people like shit. Like, I mean, that's the only way they'll respect you." She proceeded to tell the Project Veritas journalist that she keeps white people under her thumb. Otherwise, they get out of control like kids. Now, this is the person we definitely want in public office. This is the model of our new future. No, it's not. I mean, really think about this for a second. Think about what these people are actually saying. It's amazing when you get them undercover and they think, oh, wait, I can talk to this person. No one's going to know. And I could just tell them how I really feel. Remember, these people, they play a role and they use this role to get into certain positions. And I do believe this is why Trump had to lose everything. And he said this when he was younger, and we played this in another report. He wanted to see the board very, very clearly. He wanted to see who was loyal, who wasn't loyal. And the only way to do this is step out of the picture and make these people think that they're in control. The same thing's happening now with Project Veritas. These people think they're safe. These people think, oh, we're having a private conversation. So now I can remove that role and I can tell you how I really think. It happens with educators. It happens with people that are running for Congress or for the Senate or whatever they're running for. And people now can see the absolute truth. This is a complete and utter disaster for them. And I hope Project Veritas continues with this because it's exposing all of them. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that Governor Abbott and also in Arizona, they've been shipping illegals from their borders up to different areas like D.C., New York. And we had the D.C. mayor, Bowser, complaining that they're using all the resources. We need National Guard. This is just ridiculous. We can't have all these illegals. But isn't that racist? Isn't that bigotry if they start pushing that we can't have these people in our cities because they're using everything? Isn't that what they always say? Same thing with Mayor Adams saying this is ridiculous. They're using all our resources. We have no money left. This is not good for the city. But I thought you wanted everyone to come in. Oh, everywhere else except in your city. And now it's happening out in Chicago. Mayor Lightfoot announced that she'll be traveling to D.C. to request support from the Biden administration in the wake of her city receiving illegal migrants bus from Texas. Lightfoot alleges that Abbott is manufacturing a human crisis with his busing effort. Well, who's actually bringing all the illegals into this country? Isn't it Biden, the puppet masters? Doesn't Mayor Lightfoot and Adams and Bowser and all the other blue states, aren't they saying this is incredible? Actually, it's an invasion of this country. It's a complete and utter disaster. Now, let's take this and expand on it. If illegals are coming into these cities and the cities cannot handle the illegals, they're running out of resources, they're running out of money. What do you think is going to happen to this country? Because that just on a small platform, which is just a city, expand on that. And now look at the invasion and think about the entire country. Can the country support what is happening? No. And I think the people are recognizing this as they continue on with this. This is going to get worse and worse for them. Governor Abbott said the following. He said, "Mayor Lightfoot loves to tout the responsibility of her city to welcome all regardless of legal status, and I look forward to seeing this responsibility in action as these migrants receive resources from a sanctuary city with the capacity to serve them." And let's see how this plays out because she's already starting to complain. Don't you find that very interesting? Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that Durham, he is preparing the case with Danchenko, and we come to find out something very interesting, and this is coming from Margo Cleveland. She said Danchenko defeated on motion to access classified info. Trump may have unclassified everything per Biden. Now, Brian Cates explains what happened here. He says, as part of the discovery process in the upcoming Dachanko trial, the government handed over some classified information that is part of its case against Dachanko. The evidence was provided to the court, to the defense team, under seal. Dachanko took this classified information and asked the court if he could use it or part of it in his defense on the trial. This would, of course, require unsealing this classified information so the jury could see it. Durham's team responded against Dachanko's request, and federal judge Anthony Trenga has agreed with the prosecutor that this information should remain under seal. Thus, Dachanko will not be allowed to have this information unclassified so he can use it. So right there, Durham is taking control. And Dachanko is sitting there, oh crap, now what do I do? Remember, Durham has him. Let's talk about our health. Are you among the diet resistant? We've been told forever that diet and exercise are the keys to weight loss, but that doesn't work for everybody, especially after we reach the ages of 35 to 50, where any expert will agree that weight loss becomes much harder. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help skyrocket energy levels, boost your metabolism, and help reach your weight loss goals quicker. Now listen closely. The secret is elevating your ketone levels with an amazing new keto powder. It boosts your metabolism, helping make your weight management efforts easier than ever. To further reinforce the fact, it has thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself how you'll look in 1 year if you don't start taking this amazing keto powder right now. Try it today risk-free for 60 days simply by going to ketowithx22.com. This is time sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you receive your bag delivered to your doorstep in a few short days. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Everyone wants to buy crypto right now with the pullback of major platforms and low prices, but people don't know which platform to use. One by one, crypto trading platforms are declaring bankruptcy or getting hacked. Coinbase recently admitted that investors could lose all their coins if they go bankrupt. That's why security is my digital money number one priority. With my digital money, your funds are locked. Your money is not being used by us or anyone else. It's in a trust. It is held in cold storage in ex-military bunkers disconnected from the web, keeping your investments safe from hacks. Major cryptocurrencies are starting to recover, but haven't gone back to their all-time high. So if you're interested in investing, right now is a great buying opportunity. When it comes to your money, you deserve a company that will respect and secure money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for a qualified account. Terms apply, MyDigitalMoney.com. Durham has what he got from the Sussman trial. He's going to be using it with the trials that are coming up. And yes, his plan, which I see him doing right now, is to trap all of them and have the finger pointed at one or two entities. And I think we're going to be looking at Clinton and Obama when all said and done. And this is what he's doing. He's bringing them. I need you to move a little bit to the right. I need you to move to a little bit to the left. And I got you where exactly where I want you. And now, since you said these things under oath, I can continue on. And I will continue to build my case. And it will show that it was Clinton and it was Obama. And yes, he might bring in other people. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and this has to do with Musk, because he was looking to delay the trial and put it off from October. Now, I think that Musk, he did this strategically. So this way, if the board tries to get out of it, there's already a ruling saying, no, we're going to continue on until October. But I think this wasn't what he was really looking for. I think he was looking for the whistleblower. And it seems that the Chancellor, Kathleen McCormick, ruled that yes, Musk will be allowed to add claims from a Twitter whistleblower to his countersuit. I really think this is what he was looking for. And what's very interesting is we're going to have this happen in October. Let's see how this plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and we talked about this a little while ago, where we have the governor of New York who's going against the Constitution, against what the Supreme Court ruled. And now they're pushing their agenda for gun control, and they're looking at the banking system, the credit card providers, and they're calling on them to shut down people from buying weapons or ammunition. She put this tweet out, and it says, everyone needs to do their part to combat gun violence. American Express, MasterCard, Visa should categorize firearm purchases and flag suspicious activity, just like they do for millions of other transactions. Together, we can stop gun trafficking and keep New Yorkers safe. So basically, what is the flag? Are they going to say, well, wait a minute, you spent $5,000? Well, you can easily do that buying two weapons or just one. I mean, if you add on a scope, if you buy ammunition, if you add accessories, some of these weapons are very expensive. So what exactly is the flag that the dollar amount is too high? I mean, the credit card systems, yes, they flag things when they see like, wait a minute, there was a purchase with the card in New York and there was a purchase with the card in California at the same exact time. We're going to flag this. Or if they see something out of the ordinary where it's being used multiple times in the same place with the same amount of money. But what are you going to do with weapons? Because people can go buy ammunition. It costs hundreds or sometimes thousands of dollars. People can buy weapons and that might cost thousands of dollars. So what exactly is the flag? Because remember, when you're going to purchase a weapon, you get a background check. And the background check says you're cleared. So what do they want the credit card companies to do? What are they trying to stop here? It doesn't make sense. Because if you're not a criminal, the Second Amendment allows you to what? Purchase a weapon, own a weapon. So are they trying to infringe on this? It's starting to seem that way. Because what are they going to do once they flag you? What's the remedy for it? Do you have to explain to them I'm buying ammunition? Or I'm buying a weapon? How does this work? It's not going to make sense. Because now you're having someone block your transactions. And what do you think people are going to do? People are going to say, okay, then I won't use credit. I won't go through Visa or MasterCard or American Express. And then they'll start losing sales. I mean, think about how many weapons are sold. Think about how many people buy ammunition. Are they going to really lose all these sales? Maybe, maybe not. But think about what else they're doing here. They're turning to the banking system once again to control what you can or cannot do. Haven't we seen this out in Canada when the protesters were out there and they started to freeze bank accounts? Well, aren't they using the same banking system now to freeze you out of purchasing something which you're constitutionally allowed to do? What else are they going to do with the banking system? Think about if we moved into the central bank digital currency. How much more control would they have? You see where all this is going? You see what they're trying to do here? And now, as the people see this, they're going to push back. Everything that they do, as they're doing it right out in the open, it's going to fail again and again and again. And this will not work out for them. You see, every time they push something unconstitutional, they know they have a period of time. And they know how to play the game. The people must understand the game. Because eventually what's going to happen is that they're going to be sued, it's going to go up through the court system, and it's going to be ruled unconstitutional. Now, how many times do we go through this before we say enough is enough? These people violated the Constitution. They swore an oath to uphold the Constitution. They broke that oath. It is now time to remove them. Period. The end. And I think people are getting to that point. And I think out in the UK, I think people are starting to realize every leader that is put into position, the prime minister, it seems like they don't trust these prime ministers. The latest, Liz Truss, well, she was sworn in as the new UK prime minister, and it seems that 12% of Brits have trust in Truss. This is not working out well for the deep state players. The people, they're starting to realize who's deep state and who's actually working for us. That illusion right now has been stripped away. And actually, let's take this a step further. She also appointed a new UK health secretary. Now, this woman is overweight, and this is not health right here. This is the opposite of health. I mean, think about it. This is the person that's going to tell you what you need to do to be healthy. Can you imagine if you had a trainer who was 400 pounds, smokes, drinks, and this person was going to tell you, I'm going to teach you everything on how to get healthy. Would you go with this person? Would you say, yes, this is my pick. This is the person I want to train me. Or would you go with the person that's physically fit, who has muscle tone, who's eating right, and the person doesn't get sick and is very, very active? I think the people are going to go with that person. So why are they picking these type of people? I mean, I have nothing against her, But I don't believe this is the health secretary that the UK needs. I think it's the health secretary that the deep state needs, because what do they like to do? They like to keep us fat, lazy, and everything else, and eating poorly. So this way we get sicker and sicker and sicker. This is how they maintain control. But I think the people are waking up to this, and the people are starting to realize what they're actually doing. And this is why people are rejecting the death jab. People are not listening to the CDC, the FDA anymore. Everything that they've done, they have ruined their reputation. Did they have any reputation before? I don't think so. But now it's down in the dumper, and people are not buying what they're selling. And we could see that these deep state players, they're in trouble, just like out in Ukraine. We have Hillary Clinton once again. She's coming out of the woodwork. She's panicked right now, and she's letting everyone know that Ukraine is now on the offensive. She says we have to keep supporting Ukraine. Zelensky has been a true wartime leader. They're not on the offensive. They've been losing at every turn. Think about it. Russia could have just come in and bombed the smithereens out of Ukraine, and they could have just taken over the country. But that's not what this operation is all about. They don't want people dying. They don't want to destroy the infrastructure. They're going after certain targets, period. And that is the deep state targets. And Clinton right here, she's panicking, saying, yes, we need more money, more money, more money, because they realize they're not on the winning end of all of this. Let's just go back to post 3590. Remember who's involved in all of this. This is November 13, 2019. It says the following. What do these people have in common? Pelosi's son, Kerry's son, Romney's son, Biden's son, hint, geolocation, Ukraine, hint, energy, coincidence. When George Soros calls, D's always answer. Nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing. Then let's go to post 3611. This is November 20th, 2019. The Clinton Foundation, all caps, quid pro quo, internal alarm, how to frame, defend, note, Podesta emails, non-public, internal, fact, Ukraine is the single largest Clinton Foundation donor. Coincidence? You think she's panicking? What else is in Ukraine? Is it the server that's there with all her information and everything that's been happening? Isn't that where it was stored? You see, they're protecting their entire criminal syndicate. All the crimes, everything that they've done, they're trying to protect it. And Russia is coming in, exposing everything that they did. They exposed the bio labs. They're exposing it all. The neo-Nazis, you name it. And their entire network is completely falling apart. Their entire offensive doesn't exist. And we can see as time goes on, it's going to get harder and harder for them. I do believe the American people are watching this very carefully, saying, why are we sending billions and billions of dollars if we're having troubles here in America? We're seeing inflation. We're seeing the border crisis. We're seeing the economy completely falling apart. Fuel prices are moving up. And we're sending billions and billions of dollars over to Ukraine to neo-Nazis? This doesn't make sense. And it doesn't make sense, just like when Biden came out and said, we beat Big Pharma. Well, 24 hours after he made this proclamation, which makes absolutely no sense whatsoever, because he received a huge amount of money from Big Pharma. He also pushed all the drugs, bought the drugs from Big Pharma, probably got a kickback. Hunter Biden probably has it all. The White House this week began a new phase in COVID-19 response. They launched a new vaccine, the first in almost 2 years, with a new approach for most Americans. That means one COVID-19 shot once a year each fall. So how did he beat Big Pharma? Actually, Big Pharma controls him. He's getting a kickback. You think the people are going to go along with this? You think the people are going to say, yes, let me get the death jab? Just like his health coordinator says, oh, God gave us two arms so we can get the flu vaccine death jab and the COVID death jab. That's absolutely ridiculous. First of all, since there are cures, you don't need a vaccine. Second of all, the healthy people, they have natural immunity. They have a 99.9x survival rate. Why in the world would you take a death jab and continually take it? Same goes with the flu. Why would you take this? They don't even know what strain it's for. You don't need it. According to Dr. Zelenko and many, many other doctors and peer-reviewed documentation, zinc stops the replication of viruses. Plus, we're finding out that ivermectin and HCQ, through peer-reviewed documentation, What does it do? It cures people that has COVID and the flu. So their entire push for the death jabs makes no sense whatsoever. And I do believe the people are waking up to this. And what's very interesting about this is that the U.S. District Court has ordered the Biden officials to turn over big tech collusion docs, including Dr. Fauci. So now they have to start handing over documentation. You think they're going to stall? You think they're going to just hand it over? Most likely not. We'll have to see how this plays out. But they did order them to do this. And most likely when they send them in, it'll probably be full of redactions and stuff like that. And then the judge will probably say, you know something, we need to get rid of these redactions. This is ridiculous because there's only one word on the page. It makes no sense. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. This is going to be very interesting. And the other thing that we come to find out, which is very interesting, remember during 2020 when we had all the blue states calling for defund the police, defund the police, defund the police. They even wrote it on city blocks. They already put it out there during their campaigns. They already had meetings saying, yes, we're going to defund the police. Well, we come to find out that Hillary Clinton's nonprofit funneled $75,000 to far-left extremist groups that is working to dismantle the Minneapolis Police Department. Clinton's organization, Onward Together, was launched in 2017 to oppose Trump, and the AYA's website refers to local law enforcement as a publicly funded police system that was founded on slave patrols and continues to target and murder black people. The site also ironically calls out for the progressive funding ecosystem that funnels money to black youth organizations during federal election cycles and then retreats and remains silent when it's time to fund local issue campaigns and hold elected officials accountable. So basically, we have Clinton out there pushing all of this. Who do you think is behind all of this? It's the same exact players over and over and over again. And remember, let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. The election information is continually coming out. It's showing that there was fraud. There are mules that have been depositing ballots in boxes. We know the FBI was involved with keeping the Hunter Biden laptop out of the election, saying it was disinformation. And we come to find out that this was manipulated to manipulate the elections. And now there was a Rasmussen poll, and they said that 63% say Hunter Biden's laptop story is still very important because the FBI manipulated the election. Trump, he put out a truth. He said the following: the fired FBI agent who was walked out of the FBI headquarters building 2 weeks ago, who said falsely to Facebook and the media that the laptop from hell was Russian disinformation, has been a greater source in convincing people that the 2020 presidential election was rigged than even the tapes of millions of ballots being stuffed into the voting machines. 2,000 mules, so they spy on my campaign, rigged and stole the election, and go after me for doing nothing wrong, only in America. And if you notice what Trump is doing, every step of the way, and I do believe this is part of the plan, and you can see from the videos that he puts out there, the latest one, which we played yesterday, The Storm, he's showing the people the agenda of the deep state, of the World Economic Forum, of the Private West Central Bank. And he's showing everyone how they cheat, how they steal, how they're criminals, how they're treasonous to the country, and how they're destroying the country. And as more and more people see this, they question all of this, and they question the elections. Rasmussen Reports put this out on Twitter, said the following: mail ballots that are returned to the post office are required by law to be returned by the post office to the election officials who mail them. But guess what has now surfaced on video? People in the United States post office uniforms stuffing ballots into drop boxes. Welcome to Detroit. Now, think about this. The postal workers, they are pulling up in their trucks and taking those ballots and stuffing them into the drop boxes. And Rasmussen Reports has this little clip here, and it says clip number 18, Liberty Temple, a female postal worker drops a few ballots. Clip number 19, Liberty Temple, the same female postal person as in clip 18 deposits multiple ballots. Clip number 20, the same female postal worker as in clip 18 arrives in a private vehicle and deposits at least 10 ballots. Clip number 21, male postal worker deposits about 10 ballots. So right there, we could see fraud. It's happening right on camera. And people are seeing the postal workers actually doing this. So what do we have now? If we start from the very beginning, we have the reports from Arizona showing that these ballots were printed on different types of paper. A computer filled in the dots. The signatures don't match. There are anomalies where there's one vote for Trump, seven for Biden, one for Trump, seven for Biden. It doesn't make any sense. Then we have 2,000 mules that showed the video that, hey, these people, we tracked them. They picked up ballots. They went to the drop boxes. They went back to an NGO office or to a Democratic office. They picked up more ballots. They deposited. They took pictures. Then we have the postal workers doing this. Then, add on top of this, we have the FBI manipulating the elections. You see how all the proof is building and building and building? Because in the end, Trump, the Patriots, they're going to be using this. And guess who else is going to be bringing up some additional information? This is Kerry Lake. Kerry Lake, and this is coming from Patriots Are in Control on Telegram. Kerry Lake says she and a big election integrity group are documenting issues from the last election and putting them into a report to be handed over to the Arizona Attorney General's office. We're making sure that the report gets into the proper hands, the proper law enforcement, so that they can examine it and verify that the evidence and see what they can do with it to make sure that it doesn't happen again in this upcoming election. Now, if they're going to hand it over to Brnovich, pretty much he's not going to do anything, no matter what he has. Well, I think we've seen this right now. But what happens when there's a new attorney general and they start looking through all of this information and they start to see, wow, we have a case here. I do believe we need to keep all this information as it builds and builds and builds because all this is going to be used later on. Now, the other thing that's very interesting with the Mar-a-Lago raid, and I do believe this is a trap for the deep state players. Trump and the Patriots are bringing them down this path, and I do believe this might even kick off the storm. Now, remember, the deep state players, they believe that they had this planned out. They believe they're in control. They believe that they're going to get this civil war started, and we're already starting to see it all throughout the fake news. Even with Kathy Griffin and many others, they're talking about a civil war, they're talking about assassination, and they're continually pushing this. And the judge, who said, yes, we need a special master, the judge warned that the DOJ, they're looking, they might leak this information to the press. Eddie Scarry put this out and said, shot Monday. That silly judge suggested that the DOJ might leak materials to hurt Trump. Chaser, DOJ leaks materials to hurt Trump. They leaked the information to the Washington Post. Tim Young put this out on Twitter. If these documents were so sensitive, why are they being leaked to the Washington Post? That's right. Why are they? I mean, if they're so top secret, how can they be doing this? Their entire case doesn't make sense, but I don't believe that this is what it's all about. I do believe their entire agenda from the very beginning, and I think Trump and the Patriots knew this, was to use this to go after Trump with some type of an indictment to anger the Trump supporters, to start a civil war. We'll be talking about that in just a sec, because we've come to find out something else. A document describing a foreign government's nuclear capabilities was seized by the FBI during its raid of Trump's Florida residence. The document is so highly classified that the FBI leaked it to the Washington Post. So that's very interesting. Was this Trump having nuclear codes? No. What was the nuclear documents? Well, it seems that this might have to do with Iran and Obama. And remember the deal with Iran? Remember the cash deal? Remember Uranium One? Remember all of that? Well, all of a sudden, we have Adam Schiff. He tweeted the following. New reporting that Trump had highly classified information, including a foreign nuclear programs. If true, it raises yet more questions. Why would Trump take them to Mar-a-Lago? Why did he refuse to return them? The investigation must continue uninterrupted and unimpeded. BioClandestine on True Social said the following. Schiff is asking some questions that all of us want the answer to. It appears he doesn't know the detail that the foreign nuclear program docs are pertaining to the Iran nuclear deal, meaning these docs are about Obama. The left have taken the bait, hook, line, and sinker. Now all their sheep are eagerly anticipating that Trump is really going down this time, only to be led to Obama's skeletons in the closet. Think about what's happening right now. Remember, from the very beginning, Trump was bait. He's baiting them in. He wants the deep state players, the Department of Justice, the FBI, and all the deep state players to keep pushing this agenda, because as they keep pushing it, as they keep leaking it, Trump's going to go, well, okay, if you indict me, I'm going to have to show proof. I'm going to have to show what I have here. I'm going to have to be completely transparent. Remember, they're going to force him to do this. He didn't just do it to get them. They were coming after him. He has to defend himself. So he's going to produce this information. But let's go back to post 50. This is November 2nd, 2017. It says, big drop. I'm going to read the whole thing. How did North Korea obtain uranium? How did Iran obtain uranium? Why did Barack Obama send billions in cash and wire to Iran? Why the cash component? Was the hostage component a cover? For what? Could any of the cash component be handed off to other people? Absolutely. How many planes carried the cash into Iran? I do believe there was two, and then they went off in other directions. Did all land in Iran? Did all land in the same location? No. Why is this relevant? Who controls North Korea? The deep state players. Well, they did. Who really controls North Korea? Don't think of a single person. Think of a powerful entity. Why is this important? Why are wars so important? Who benefits? What does hostage refer to? Who can held hostage and controlled by North Korea having miniaturized nuclear weapons? Where is Barack Obama today? Where is Valerie Jarrett? Alice in Wonderland. Now, think about this. This entire move was to build a nuclear weapon in North Korea. Remember, this was part of their 16-year plan. Their 16-year plan was to have a war. And I do believe this is exactly what was being done. And yes, other people were profiting. Yes, there's money laundering. Yes, Iran never was going to abide by the deal. They were creating their own nuclear weapons. Let's go to post 1345. This is May 12, 2018. It says, it was never about worldwide safety and security. It was never about nuclear disarmament. It was about opening a new untapped market. It was about securing a black site, the exchange, Uranium One. Risk the welfare of the world. Why? Money. Organized plan by Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton. Carried out by Hussein. Remember, Hillary Clinton ran against Hussein. Uranium One donations to the Clinton Foundation. $1.7 billion in cash transferred to Iran. Four routes, five planes. Did the total withdrawal actually depart EU? Why EU? Define bribe, define kickback, special interest groups. What US-EU's company immediately closed large deals in Iran post-deal? Cross-check companies against political and foundation payments. Define bribe, define kickback. Why are people panicking about Iran deal pullout? They never thought she would lose. Truth coming. And what we're witnessing right now, and I do believe Trump has it all, he is playing and taunting them. And he's getting them to continually push and push and push, because he's going to reveal the truth. It is coming. The IAEA put this out, and it says they cannot provide assurance that Iran's nuclear program is exclusively peaceful. Uranium stockpile is now over 19 times the limit in 2015 deal. Isn't that interesting? Trump, he put this out on Truth Social. He said the following. Not only did the FBI steal my passports and the FBI raid and break into my home, Mar-a-Lago, but it has just been learned through court filings that they also improperly took my complete and highly confidential medical file and history. With all the bells and whistles, at least they'll see that I'm very healthy, an absolutely perfect physical specimen, plus personal tax records, illegal to take, and lawyer-client privilege information, a definite no-no. Days of the Soviet Union. They just set a precedent right now. Isn't that interesting? And they have this information. If other people looked at it, which we know they did, what happens? They don't have clearance for this. Isn't that interesting? And then we get to the part with Bill Barr. Because everything that is going on, Bill Barr seems to be pushing a certain narrative. Now, why would he be doing this? Why would he be pushing the deep state, pushing the fake news in a certain direction? How do you get the deep state to do what you want them to do? Sometimes shadow players are the deadliest. Think about what Bill Barr is doing right now. He's letting everyone know that the special master ruling is completely wrong. And if the Department of Justice appeals, it can be overturned. So he wants the Department of Justice to start appealing this. Why? Well, can evidence be introduced? Can information be released? I do believe so. Now, think about this. Bill Barr is also saying that the Department of Justice is getting very close to Trump's indictment decision. So does Bill Barr want them to appeal the special master and maybe put a hold on it so they can indict Trump? Now, why would he be doing this? Why would he be out there doing this? Because remember, going back in time, who saw the declassified information? Bill Barr. Who did he give it to? Durham. Let's go back to an old tweet from Trump. And Tom Fitton retweeted it. This is May 23rd, 2019. It says, "Real Donald Trump authorizes AG Barr to declassify Spygate docs from all agencies. Coming up." So Bill Barr, he knows what the declassified information says. He gave it to Durham. He made Durham a special counsel. He knows. So why in the world would Bill Barr be pushing this narrative? Is he trying to bring the deep state down a path that Trump and him set up? And not just these two, but many other people. I do believe so. Optics are very important. Remember, this is about exposing the treasonous crimes, exposing the FBI, exposing the deep state, exposing it all. And then we have Trump. He retruthed Strawberry and Diesel. And this is what Strawberry and Diesel said on True Social. "The Department of Justice has proven themselves that the raid on Trump was political by the mere fact that they are selectively leaking info to their fellow leftists in the media to disseminate the information. It is a coordinated operation, and it is for the sole purpose of keeping him out of the White House. When will they learn that the more they smear, the more we support? Independents and some moderate D's can see this as well. A political hit job." Absolutely. Now, think about what's happening right now. Has the Department of Justice let up, or are they still leaking? Remember, they're not going to stop. No matter what happens with the courts, they are going to continue on their path. Because they know that they need to get Trump. They know they need to get a civil war. They know they need chaos. They need noise. That's their objective from the very, very beginning. And you can see this with Biden. And remember, he's not putting out these tweets. It's the puppet masters, the same people that put him in front of a red wall with the Marines behind and said that we're a threat to the entire country and we're terrorists. But these are the tweets that he put out. "The MAGA agenda represents an extremism that threatens the very foundation of our republic. It doesn't respect our constitution. It doesn't believe in the rule of law, and it doesn't recognize the will of the people." Here's another one. "MAGA proposals are a threat to the very soul of this country. Those who love this country must be more committed to saving our democracy than the MAGA agenda is to destroying it." Then we have Kathy Griffin. She says, "If you don't want a civil war, vote for Democrats in November. If you want a civil war, vote Republican." Why are they talking about civil war? And actually, if you look at the fake news, you can see headline after headline where they're saying 1 out of 5 people, they feel there's a civil war coming. 40% say there's a civil war. They just have headline after headline talking about civil wars. Well, Scott Pressler responded to Kathy Griffin. He said the following. "First, Kathy Griffin threatens to assassinate President Trump with her ISIS-inspired photo. Now she's threatening a civil war if Republicans win this November." So let's get this straight. These people are talking about a civil war if the Republicans win this election. You think everything's being set up for this? You think Trump and the Patriots are leading them down this path? I do believe so. Then we have Rick Wilson, and he is planting seeds of an assassination in the left's minds, saying that we have to put a bullet in Trump's head. Now, really think about this for a second. Think about what's happening. So they're talking about assassination and they're talking about civil war. And that reminds me of post 586. It says, what happens if texts originating from the FBI agent to several internals discuss the assassination possibility of the POTUS or member of his family? What if the text suggests foreign allies were involved? Forget the Russia setup 1 through 22. This is only the beginning. Be careful what you wish for as the world turns. Could messages such as those be publicly disclosed? What happens to the FBI? What happens to the DOJ? What happens to special counsel? What happens in general? Every FBI DOJ previous case could be challenged, lawless. Think logically. We haven't started the drops. Human trafficking, sacrifices, yet worst. Those good who know cannot sleep. Those good who know cannot find peace. Those good who know will not rest until these responsible are held accountable. Nobody can possibly imagine the pure evil and corruption out there. Those you trust are the most guilty of sin. Who are we taught to trust? If you are religious, pray. 60% must remain private, at least, for humanity. Those people should be hanging. Then we have where we go one, we go all. Biden keeps repeating the lie that MAGA people are calling for violence. MSNBC and others keep insisting this as well. Yet I don't know of any big name channels I follow or know in person calling for violence. In fact, we've all been explicitly denouncing it, which means our true enemy has not yet shown his face. Keep an eye out for any big name MAGA influencers calling for violence leading up to the election. This is how the deep state assets are embedded in our movement will reveal themselves. And that's absolutely right. The Patriots, the MAGA movement, Anons, the power comes from research. The power comes from logical thinking. The power comes from peace. The power comes from rule of law. The power comes from voting. We don't resort to violence. We don't condone the violence. You see, the deep state players, they want violence. The left wants violence. Antifa wants violence. Now, this is very interesting. And this is coming from Midnight Rider Channel. Loaded liberals are paying millions for golden visas to other countries because they're scared of Trump-led civil war in 2024. Wealthy wokes plan their escape, but why didn't they go in 2016? So now they're planning to escape once again. Now, think about everything that's going on and think about all the information that's going to be pouring out. Remember, D-class is going to bring down the House. D-class is going to expose their crimes. And they're pushing Trump to expose it all. Really think about this. And I do believe there are certain things that are in place. And I think the energy crisis out in Europe, it's not just about the Great Reset and the Great Agenda. I think they're using this so they can actually shut down the power grid and block communications when needed. I do believe the same thing is happening out in California. And just so happens that there's a hurricane off the coast, which is Hurricane K, and they're saying this is going to make it even worse in California. So it seems that they're going to be using many different methods to make it look like they had nothing to do with the power outages or the communications that have gone down. Now, remember, when they perform an event, a false flag, they like to use an invisible enemy. A storm is very nice. Heat waves are good. But they could also use a solar storm or a cyber attack. And I do believe that Europe right now is already set where they can just shut the power down, say, ah, crap, we're out of power. Or they can instruct people on demand, everyone must shut down their power. And as everyone does, they shut it down and nobody can turn it back on. Now, in this country, it might be a little bit different, but as time goes on, we can see that they're planning to shut down communications and there's going to be a blackout. Remember, they want to control the narrative. They want to control this civil war. They want it to happen. They want the people divided. And I think Trump, he's bringing them down this path where the Patriots are actually controlling what is happening. Because remember, the military is on standby. The military's waiting for Trump to call the ball, waiting to go in and round these people up. But Trump, he needs the people to see the truth. Ultra Peppy Deluxe on True Social put this out. This is a sting operation. When the violence happens this time, there will not be a stand down operation like last time. They'll be rounded up by our military. Antifa, BLM will be met with a swift response this time. The general public will need our calm. Deep state will blame our power grid as they black us out to control the narrative. Don't fall for any of these lies. Don't believe any calls for violence or civil war. Red wave coming, rig for red. Hunters will become the hunted. And that's absolutely true. I do believe this is the biggest sting operation we've ever seen, and Trump and the Patriots are bringing them down this path so people in this country and around the world can see the truth of what they're doing. Because when you start to put everything together with the elections, with the declassified documents, and with what they're trying to do with this civil war, you can see how it's the same exact players and what they needed to do to cover up their crimes. People are going to see this very, very clearly, and they're going to see how they had to manipulate the elections. And remember, to start the civil war, they're going to need players. And yes, there will be Antifa, there will be BLM, and I do believe the Patriot Front group, that is probably the MAGA players. Remember, don't get involved in this. This is a trap. They're going to try to bring MAGA out there. They want a civil war. They want people getting out there. But what happens when no one shows up? What happens when it's only them? Can the National Guard work with the Marines? Can they round these people up and people start to realize there are no MAGA individuals out there? That it's all Antifa, it's all BLM, it's neo-Nazis? It's starting to seem that way. Now, think about everything that we're seeing right now. And think about going back in time to Germany. What do you think gun control is? It's the German Weapons Act. What do you think the mainstream media is? It's gobble propaganda. What do you think January 6th was? It was the Reichstag fire. What do you think Planned Parenthood is? It's the German eugenics program. What do you think Antifa is? It's the modern day brown shirts. It's the same Nazi patches. That's what we're witnessing right now. It's the same exact playbook, and they're using it again. I think we all understand this now. I think the people are starting to understand this. And I do believe the Patriots are in complete and utter control of this operation. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Everyone wants to buy crypto right now with the pullback of major platforms and low prices, but people don't know which platform to use. One by one, crypto trading platforms are declaring bankruptcy or getting hacked. Coinbase recently admitted that investors could lose all their coins if they go bankrupt. That's why security is my digital money number one priority. With my digital money, your funds are locked. Your money is not being used by us or anyone else. It's in a trust. It is held in cold storage in ex-military bunkers disconnected from the web, keeping your investments safe from hacks. Major cryptocurrencies are starting to recover but haven't gone back to their all-time high. So if you're interested in investing, right now is a great buying opportunity. When it comes to your money, you deserve a company that respects and secure money the same way you do. Visit mydigitalmoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for a qualified account. Terms apply. mydigitalmoney.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. Have you ever wondered why we visibly age? A big factor is a protein called collagen, or should I say the lack of? Pay close attention. Many studies have discovered that our collagen levels decrease 10% every decade. Think of collagen as the glue that holds us together. The less you have, the more visible your signs of aging you may see. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help reduce those visible signs of aging. The secret is using collagen, and it's the closest thing to the fountain of youth I've found. This amazing product helps rejuvenate your skin from the inside out by supplying it with five specific types of collagen your body desperately needs. With it, you'll help restore your skin's elasticity while reducing the appearance of wrinkles. It has already helped thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself, where will you be in 1 year if you don't start taking collagen now? Try it risk-free for 60 days simply by going to healthwithx22.com. This is time-sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you'll receive yours delivered right to your doorstep in just a few short days. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold CEO Colin Plume thinks quantitative tightening is setting up the stage for a gold rally. In his interview with the National Desk, Plume said the tightening is pushing the dollar up. However, he predicts that by next year, the Fed will print money again to restart economic activities. If you're thinking of gold and silver right now, Noble Gold is giving a free 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every eligible IRA and 401k in September. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. Or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Let's talk about our health. Are you among the diet resistant? We've been told forever that diet and exercise are the keys to weight loss, but that doesn't work for everybody, especially after we reach the ages of 35 to 50, where any expert will agree that weight loss becomes much harder. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help skyrocket energy levels, boost your metabolism, and help reach your weight loss goals quicker. Now listen closely. The secret is elevating your ketone levels with an amazing new keto powder. It boosts your metabolism, helping make your weight management efforts easier than ever. To further reinforce the fact, it has thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself how you'll look in 1 year if you don't start taking this amazing keto powder right now. Try it today risk-free for 60 days simply by going to ketowithx22.com. This is time-sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you'll receive your bag delivered to your doorstep in a few short days.